for God's sake, what is the point of that?
Well, it's a song.
That's a cheap assault on the nervous system, for Christ's sake.
A group called Bullets for My Ballot, my boob.
Bullets for your boob. Ow, ow. Bullets for My Valentine, No Way Out. Welcome to the program here. No Way Out. I know I said No Way Out. No Way Out. Bullets for My Valentine. My Valentine.
That was the screw up when you said Valentine, as in Valentine's beer.
Yeah, you may feel. You remember the Valentine beer? That's a pretty good beer, huh?
Tell me you're a Ballantine beer. Is that what it is?
Yes, there was a Ballantine's beer at one time.
Okay, that's great, but I don't really care. Good morning, everyone.
Well, thank you for that encouragement, Phil.
Yeah, so we're just trying to help out, you know?
Yeah, you're helping out fine, guys, but I don't want to talk about Ballantine's beer because it happens to be a very early hour here as we record this for the drop of today, Tuesday. And and the reason for this is because we had some audio problems, which you guys might have noted on the homepage.
Yeah, well, somebody put a notice. I don't know what the hell it means. You know.
Yeah, put out a notice about audio.
Okay, and?
And so here we are. Anyway, welcome to the program. We are going to be starting, I'd like you to all know, next month, June. I'm going to be starting a comedy podcast, not really a comedy podcast, but a behind-the-scenes comedy podcast. We're going to be doing a podcast on the science, the craft, the background, the economics, the personalities involved in doing, in creating comedy, whether it is a comedy writers, whether it's comedy performers.
And comic actors as well.
So what are you talking about them?
Yeah, talk about people that are acting a funny one.
Yeah, in other words, so I can interpret... Acting a funny one, yeah. Let me tell you something, Dickum.
Name is Dickman, not Dickum.
You know what? Maybe your name ought to be Dickum, because that's all you do all day long, especially with those pet rodents you've got, Dickum. Now, keep your mouth shut.
All right. What were you going to say?
I was going to say. Now I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, were you going to say something about the science of?
Oh yeah, comic actors. Dickman, if you were an actor in your own movie, you'd be a comic act. Forget it.
All right. Well, it sounded funny to me when you... It sounded funny both ways, General.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Can we please clean this up for 5 seconds so I can at least hear what it is that Phil's saying? So this is a podcast. See, this I'm interested in this because this might have been something I wanted to do. You know, and now you're saying you're doing what?
I'm saying I'm going to do it.
See, this might have been territory that I wanted to stake out.
Well, it was great. I mean, you got to think about these things.
Yeah, you better think about it before they get staked out.
Really? Well, here's one that no one's thought of yet. Taking that...
Come on, will ya? I don't have time to break fights up, and I don't have the... I'm not in the mood to break up any fights this early. However, I will say that excuse me, I've just made the worst cup of coffee.
Yeah, well, what you do, Phil, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know this, Phil makes his own coffee and leaves the coffee grounds in there.
Well, it's called cowboy coffee. And
what do you mean cowtown coffee?
I said cowboy coffee. Don't push your luck, Dickman, because today is the day above all other days where I feel I'm at my peak in terms of my physicality so that I could take your head... Use it as, say, a bowl for some of that albondigas soup that I made. Then I could take the rest of you as a garbage bag. Forget it.
God damn.
Can I, you know what? I think I'll get up, and I don't mean to be crude, but I do.
Yeah, got to take a bowel movement.
I'm going to kick
it.
You're the one that brings it up all the time.
I am just leaving the room for a few seconds.
A few seconds? Jesus, that'll be a world record.
Excuse me.
All right, so that will be next month.
What will?
The comedy thing I'm talking about.
Oh, that's the one I'm going to be the science of creating comedy, right?
Yeah, he's going to have on comedians and everything.
All right, so have you got any names?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. But I'm not going to tell you what they are right now because we've just booked the show as of yesterday, our first show, and I'm not about to spill the beans here. Now, we do have on the program today, I don't know if anybody got Bob Bakian's ass out of bed. Did you, bud?
I don't think we did. We didn't know we were going to go on the air.
Well, get his ass up in the sky, and let's get this thing going, man, because we do have some you know, we got people to meet and we've got places to go. Bob Bacon's going to give us the traffic. We're going to do a little break, and then we will be back, I should say, with Vernon Dozier, who's going to give us a rundown on how the 2015 softball season went, which my understanding is it wasn't all that good.
No, they went 5-5 on the season.
Yeah, they went 3-0, and then they went 5-5.
Vernon, you're a great football coach, like I said, and also he's going to give us his view of the L.A. Clippers and their recent demise at the hands of the Houston Rockets. Then we're going to have on the program Jeff Doubter, who
I want in on this. Is that moron Doubter going to be talking about Kanye West?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he is.
You know something? That is my purview, Phil. The entertainment areas, the entertainment portions, is my purview.
Well, Margaret, you didn't want to go out and interview Kanye West.
Because the man is a pain in the ass, because he is a bore with that look on his face.
Yeah, you know, Kanye West, I will say one thing.
Is this the kid that's always got that look on his face like he's got somebody, you know, trying to push maybe a cob up there or something?
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, yes.
All right, well, Kanye West, for some reason, doesn't want to smile unless the person that he's talking to deserves the smile. That's what it looks like to me, because if he's just looking at a camera and there's no real reason, no one has given him a reason to smile, he's not going to smile. He's going to have that look on his face like he's pissed off. So,
you don't even know about that. Maybe the guy's genuinely hurted by the world.
Yeah, you're not talking about the guy being hurt.
Well, maybe he is genuinely hurt by the world, but there is an effort that most of us try and make. And, oh, look, there's the Keg Steakhouse.
Oh, that's the place you went to in Toronto.
Yeah. I'm watching a billboard for the Keg Steakhouse as the Toronto Blue Jays are knocking home run after home run over the wall where that Keg Steakhouse banner is against the Anaheim Angels. Bud Dickman.
Yay.
All right, so anyway, the Keg Steakhouse, yeah, that's a great place. Kanye West, all right, so let's...
We're all done with that.
Great, all right, so we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, and we'll be talking with Bob Bacon. He'll have the, whatever the hell it's called, traffic. Then we will have Vernon Dozier, and we'll have Jeff Doubter, and then we'll have then we'll get into a nice warm tub and open up a big fat vein. I'm kidding.
Not only is that old, it's not. It's, oh God!
World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. This is a new one from Slayer. When the Stillness Comes. All right, thank you very much. That was Slayer, When the Stillness Comes. Here is.
Jesus, Henry, that's not very respectful.
Well, maybe it isn't respectful, but even less respectful is Bob Bacon with the traffic. Bob?
Phil, I tell you what, Phil, we got down here. I'm out there on the drive down the Central Avenue, taking a drive downtown. You can see the red pins getting the little rat rug. There's a little rat rug running around down there on the sideway of the freeway. So make sure you're on the on-ramp and you're on the tape. And make sure you get on the tape and on the on-ramp, too, and the tape, the tape, the tape, the measure of the tape. Hey, here on the 15 freeway going southbound. Are you going southbound on 15? Well, there's no such thing going southbound on 15. I go northbound because the 15 goes northbound all the way to Las Vegas, and that's where I like to go and find out things about my time. Got a lot of traffic coming up here from the Santa Barbara Freeway, and there's a Bob Riggs guy named Bobby. They've named the freeway after a guy named Bob up here, and Bob is right now cutting a ribbon on that freeway. And up there, that's the Bakersfield of the Happy Land. Up in the Happy Land is Bakersfield. Everybody's happy in Bakersfield. No one's on the freeway. Bob Bacon, traffic.
That guy Bacon makes about as much sense as you do. As a matter of fact, Dickman, you make more sense than Bacon. So I will give you that.
Blood was like peace, dog.
I'm Margaret Gray, and this is The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Lifeless like dogs. A moment.
Hi, my name is Jim Cotavelli, and I want to tell you that the Phil Hendry website, I'm a member, okay? Okay, so let's get that out of the way. I'm a member, and I always will be a member. I've got a backstage pass. I can go and do anything I want. I can listen to thousands and thousands of hours of high-quality audio of old Phil Hendry shows, many generations, and they're funny. And they all the callers that called in, ha, 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 and everything. Then another thing I can do is look at all the video casts that I want to. I can look at all the old TV pilots that Phil did that never got picked up. I can look at all the TV shows that Phil did that he probably never should have done did. I can look at all the radio interviews that he done gave that he probably never did done give. I look at my life and I go, this is a good use of my money, because it isn't all that inexpensive too. You can get a year, you can get 6 months. It all depends on what the crime is. Oh, I mean, you can get a year's subscription, you can get a 6 month subscription, you can get a 1 month subscription, you can get an all access pass, you can get just an audio only. The Phil Henry website, go do it.
Great, Phil, and I'm very grateful to see, Phil, that you're spending your money wisely on hiring people that sound as if they've had electroshock and insulin shock all in the same hour. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey! Thank you very much. All right, Vernon Dozier is a... what can I tell you about Vernon? He's just a friend of ours. I know. You know what I love about Vernon? The guy is Mr. Honesty. The cat just, he doesn't give up. He doesn't give in. He doesn't,
All right, Henry, quit with the God Almighty. You listen to you. It's like up one cheek and down, up one cheek and down the other.
That's pretty true.
Yeah, well, that's fine. The general can do that. You can't.
You better believe it. All I'm trying to tell you is that...
General, don't take advantage of the privilege.
That's a very good point, General. Don't be taking advantage of the privilege of being able to give Phil all of that hard time. I don't know.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, Dickman, just shut up.
I didn't say nothing.
All right, so fine. What I was going to say is, yes, as a matter of fact, I do happen to respect Vernon Dozier very, very much. Vernon is right now on the highways and byways on his way into Bellmore Academy, where he is the... he's the right now the senior class advisor. He is the health teacher. He's on board there as the one of the members of the board of administration, or whatever the hell they call it.
It's called the administrative board, Phil. If you want to know what it's called, that's what it's called, administrative board.
Anyway, good morning to you, Vernon.
Yeah, good morning, Phil.
All right, I got to tell you, we're very appreciative of you coming on.
Yes, Vernon, we know you've had a very difficult. Oh, God, I just felt something lodge in my throat. Please don't say anything, bud. Please don't. I don't want to hurt you.
Well, you did say something lodged in your throat, and so that means that, you know, there...
Don't do it, Dickman. Please don't do it in the name of Jesus and all of the apostles.
Yeah, but something lodged in her throat. It's probably a...
How's that feel?
Ow!
You asked for it.
Yeah, I second that emotion. You asked for it, my friend. You asked for it.
What do you mean, second that emotion? You mean second that motion?
No, second that emotion. Second that emotion.
There was a song by Smokey Robinson.
Song by the Smokey who?
Smokey Robinson did it. Never mind. Did you want me to come on and talk about the season past, or did you want me to sit here and just battle it? Because I've got a lot that I got to do, Phil.
No. I'm very sorry. Bud, you deserve that.
You've got a hit and everything.
Yes, when you said something thick lodged in my throat.
I never used the word thick.
I don't think you said thick.
I heard him say something thick. I actually heard him say something thick or something, not thick, but something, didn't you say something congealed?
All right, never mind. Okay, so we're here with Vernon Dozier, and we're talking to him about the season that has just something congealed.
I distinctly heard that. And I could be very wrong.
Yeah, well, all right. So, we all settled in?
Yeah.
Just sit down, Dickman, and shut up. Do yourself and everybody else in this world a favor, you know?
Sit there, man. Don't say nothing.
Don't do anything.
Don't say anything.
All right, we ready to go?
Go ahead.
Yeah, the season we just had, Phil, I'll tell you what I'd like to do is park the car, because I'm on my way in right now. But I will continue talking to you. The season we just had completed here is one that is of great concern, and it was great disappointment to me and to, I think, everybody else that the girls did not perform better.
What are you talking about, a girl perform?
Shut your hole.
I'm talking about softball. Do you understand the sport of softball?
Yes, sir.
The girls did not perform the way I wanted them to. And...
But... Ow! Shit, man!
I told him.
Yeah, but I'm not taking the glove. Whatever it is I'm not doing, I'm going to do. And whatever it is I'm going to do, I'm not going to do.
Well, what's that mean?
I mean, I'm going to let her kick your ass.
That's the best decision I think you've made in the last 6 months, Phil. Better than any other decision, business or otherwise, that you could have made. Just open up the floodgates, let Margaret go ahead and beat his ass almost to death.
It's not that I haven't given her the green light before.
Oh, I've had the green light before, Vernon, but I have not had it to the extent that Phil now gives it to me, because I take it you're going to let me pick things up and break them over his head.
No, I'm not. What I'm going to let you do is take him outside and deal with him there.
Yeah, that'll be the day. Uh-oh. Hey, wait a second.
You take him outside?
Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah!
How's that feel, huh? Little prick.
God damn, man.
Throw a bucket of water on him.
Yeah, just take a big bucket.
Here, I'll do it.
By the way.
Can you hold on, Vernon?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
What's going on?
Come on, Dickman, slap out of it.
Slap out of it?
Snap out of it, you little... Ow!
You just knocked me out cold again.
You know what?
You guys want to keep screwing around out there?
I'm not screwing around.
Here, take this bucket of water. Oh, it's not a bucket of water. What is it? It's empty. Fill this up with water.
Yes, ma'am.
I got the whole crew outside now trying to... All right, I tell you what, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. Just hold the phone here, folks.
You are?
World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Good God, man.
Silent talk. Silent talk.
Are you guys filling up that bucket of water?
Don't you do it for me.
No, we're not filling up a bucket of water.
Now watch me, Nana. Okay. Now watch me.
Oh, okay. Are you back?
Yeah.
What?
I said clearly.
He's got boomerang lip. Apparently the general gave a real good cuff across the chops.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, you could probably use it, Margaret. You want a cuff across the pop of...
No one is talking very well this morning.
Yeah. Oh, he got boomerang lip, I'm sorry.
What do you mean he's got boomerang? Well, how are you, bud? Well, what happened?
I cuffed the guy across the kisser. I told him not to pull any fast stunts, and everything would be fine. I told him to back away and don't breathe on me, and he breathed on me. No one breathes on me, especially that whittle that mixer guy comes around here. Oh, baby, would I'd love to give that guy echo lip. Just sit down and shut up.
What do you mean echo lip and boomerang lip?
You know full well what echo lip and boomerang lip are.
All right, let's get the coach back on. That's the music. Turn that down, Robert.
That's fine.
All right, here we go. Coach Dozier, I apologize, sir.
You got the boomer. I love it when you give the boom lip to the... that's a good move there, General.
Well, thank you very much, but, you know, it's something that I've been threatening for a while.
Well, Bud, you know, the more you F around and the more you don't pay attention to what people are trying to tell... Excuse me, I got the hiccups.
It doesn't mean I can't still slap you across the face.
Yeah, that's right, Dickman.
Shut up, will you? That boomerang lip sounds even... boomerang lip.
Hey, you can laugh if you want, my friend, but it is used... I use it consistently with the football team, and I can tell you I've loved it, and I've loved it very, very dearly for a great many years.
All right, let's get back to the softball team this year, the girls' softball team. You guys started out, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, at 3-1, or did you go to 4-1? I forget which one it was. Which was it?
God damn, it was, we went to...
Well, I'm sorry, Vernon, you guys went to 3-1?
We started out at 3-1, that's correct. We went to 4-1, we went to 5-1, and then we lost 4 straight. So I guess you could say we won 5 of our first 6, and then we dropped 4 straight. Now, I don't know which is better, to win the 5 of your first 6 or to drop 4 straight. I've gone into the school administration because they were going to evaluate my performance as a softball coach in the second year.
Well, how did you do in the first year, Vernon?
Well, the first year we made the playoffs. We played Pyle in the playoffs, and we were defeated soundly. They had that little girl, Mindy Reisling. She had no hands, and again, I keep going back to the bionic hands that she had.
Did you just snort down?
Yeah.
Let's not worry about whether people are snorting.
Well, they're always pointing it out to me.
But you just snort a lot, too.
Shut your... What is going to get this kid to shut up?
Can you be quiet, bud? You sound like a jackass.
What are you meaning?
You got boomerang lip, don't you hear it?
No, man, sound like... I don't want boomerang or echo.
It sounds a little bit like echo lip, but...
This boomerang lip and echo lip, man, I'm not familiar with this.
It happens, Phil, when you cuff a guy so hard that the lip keeps flapping back and forth no matter what. You know, it takes about a half an hour for the lip to just slow down. So you can hear, you're going to hear Dickman, and he's going to go, well, go ahead, Dickman, say something. Yeah, right, that. So that's going to keep on going until about, say, about 30 minutes in, and then he's going to kind of, the boomeranging will slow down and slow down and slow down and until finally, in fact, I think, don't you have that recording of, Terry, give me the recording of Little Johnny Kebab. Remember that punk kid whose father thought he ought to be a quarterback?
Yeah.
Remember when I gave that kid Echo Lift?
Oh, yeah.
Here's a recording of the kid. This is sped up, Phil. I slapped this kid as hard as I could and then gave him a left and a right. Gave him Echo Lift for about a 30-minute period, but here's a speeded up version of the kid talking, and you'll hear it slow down.
You're going to talk to me about it, but you're going to get fired.
There it is. And did I get fired? No. So, and that kid, by the way, now is a starting quarterback for an Ivy League college, so I can...
That was sped up, huh?
Yeah, that was sped up. Why?
God, Phil, you sound like you don't believe it.
Well, the whole thing sounds a little fantastic to me, but okay.
Well, look, Phil, if you want to call somebody a liar, you know...
I'm not...
No, hold on. If you want to call somebody a liar, wait a minute. Where are you guys going with that? That's the yoga mat. The girls use that at 8:30. Get back in there with the yoga. I got to get these kids organized here. But what I'm saying to you, when you call a man a liar, especially when you talk about something as specific as the boomerang lip, the echo lip, or just rang lip, you know...
What is rang lip?
Rang lip is a shortened version of boomerang lip, when the lip only...
All right, but...
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I was going to say that rang lip is. Thank you, Margaret, for that.
Fine. I don't need to know any more about that. All right, so we've got the baseball season out of the way, right?
No, we didn't get the baseball season out of the way. I got to go in and talk to the administration as to whether I keep my job or not as the softball coach.
Yeah, but this doesn't mean you're going to lose your job as the... As the overall, you know, as the overall football coach, things like that.
No, it doesn't. But I can tell you something right now. It's not a very big feather in my cap. And they want to start up a lacrosse team here next year. That's how much money this school has got. They got some of these parents now. We're so loaded because we are a private school that there's a contingent of parents that want to start a lacrosse team. And I said, you know, you are some kind of a... I couldn't believe it, you know.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What do you mean, what's wrong? If we've got the money to start, I would rather start an ice hockey team.
Yeah, right there. There you go. That's something everybody'd get involved with.
Exactly. Who wants to play lacrosse? First of all, lacrosse is a game that was started by Native Americans. That's their game. They know it better than anyone. You get a bunch of white suburban punk kids... running around there in pigtails with the jock strap, and I'm just telling you, I won't have anything to do with it, and I told him that. I told him I will have nothing to do with it.
Well, that's not... I talked to Father McQuarters and a couple of members of the board, because that's what I do, Vernon. I am a writer.
So you were nosing around?
Yes, I was nosing around.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, she found out some stuff.
Oh, did she now? Well, what did Jimmy Olsen, Cub reporter, find out?
Serves you right, man.
That's right. Keep your mouth shut. I found out that they are insisting that you coach the new lacrosse team.
I told them I'm not going to do it. When did she hear that?
Oh, are you going to start to blubber?
Now, come on, Vernon, buck up.
I just told them I didn't want to coach a lacrosse team.
Well, they said if you want to hold on to some of the reins there in the athletic department, you'll have to coach the lacrosse team.
Fuck!
God, Vernon, you're on the air.
I'm sorry. I have up to this point, Phil. I've been the head of the athletic department. I had a great year. I didn't have a great year last year in football. We had a good year in football last year. Not last year, but the year before. We had injuries last year.
I think coming on the heels of the bad football season, and...
We didn't have a bad football. Yeah, we had a so-so football season, okay? But we didn't... I mean, there are teams, Phil, that are perennially in the second division in the Ilwatoosie, man. We have never been out of third place or second place or first place. I've finished in the top three places...
Come on, Vernon. You can handle it. You can coach lacrosse and softball and varsity football.
That's just great. I ought to go in there and I'd say to them, now, why'd you name the stadium after me again? Just run that by me again.
Well, I think that you've done a spectacular job, and I certainly can intercede on your behalf.
No, you can't intercede on my... Margaret, do me a big favor and don't even muck around in there, okay?
How dare you say...
Margaret, why don't you just take the guy? You know, I just let him handle it. He's been there longer, and he understands which side of the bread the butter's on, if you'll pardon the expression. Okay, Coach, so we've talked about the softball season. Let's talk now about the Clippers, and... they're gone. They're done. They're out.
Yeah, well, that was a no-brainer. I called Houston way, way, way back. I was calling Houston to make it to the Western Division Finals back when everybody was... let me take a drink here.
What are you talking about?
Dickman was referring to the fact that every time I got to mention Mark Cuban, God.
What's the problem?
I don't like that guy at all. He bothers me with that Shark Tank.
You know, so Mark Cuban, what about him?
I said at the very beginning of the playoffs, I said that the Dallas Mavericks and Mark, God damn it, Mark Cuban would not make it past the, you know, would not make it past the early rounds, and I was right. I was dead right. I said the Houston Rockets were the team to beat in the Western Division, Western Conference, I should say, and that the Clippers didn't have a chance. Now, let's get back to the Clippers so I don't have to talk about that guy, Marco. Owie. It burns.
What is going on with you, man? You have some of the weirdest guests we have.
What do you mean, weird guests?
What do you mean it's burning?
I don't like saying a name. Marco.
He doesn't like saying Mark Cuban, I guess.
Yeah, you got that right.
All right, let's get the topic off of Mark Cuban then. So the Houston Rockets take the L.A. Clippers apart. What about the Clippers?
Well, the thing with the Clippers, Phil, is that I think anybody with ears on the side of their head, with a nose in the middle of their face, or relatively in the middle of their face, with eyeballs stuck somewhere above the nose, I think anybody with a head that's round and not pointed, and I think anyone with a brain that at least extends from ear to ear, interior of the cranium, would know that they, even without Donald Sterling, the Clippers, with that guy, Steve Baldass, or whatever his name is.
Steve Baldmer. Thank you, bud.
Is his mouth going to get...
Yeah, don't worry about it, Phil. Boomerang lip lasts, but it'll slow down.
Yeah, it might be slowing down. Say something, Dickman. Well, I don't know if it's slowing down or not.
Don't worry about it. He'll be fine. So the point that I'm trying... Oh, God.
Is that from saying Cuban?
Yeah, I've got some residual... Ah, God. I can't say the name Marco. Ouch. It feels like I'm taking a hot one right... Well, I've never taken a lot... I want the record to show I've never taken a hot poker up the in my rectum, but...
Oh, for God's sake, Vernon.
All right, I'm sorry. Where were we?
We're talking about the Clippers.
All right, the Clippers. The Miami Clip... Not the Miami Clip. The L.A. Clippers... This is a basketball team, Phil, that even without Donald Sterling and the rest of that corrupt, foul, and fetid cabal, even without that scumbag, this is a team that needs a lot of help, a lot of work. Doc Rivers, he's got some ball players, but he hasn't got guys I don't think they can finish. Now, everybody likes talking about the Clippers. I got money that says the Lakers will win another NBA title before the Clippers do.
You gotta be kidding me. Man, that's some proud stuff.
Now, is that a bold statement?
Yeah, yes, that is a bold statement.
That the LA Lakers will win an NBA title before the Clippers do.
That's exactly right. Let's just be very, very clear about something. For all these Clipper fans out there, I hate to break the news to you, but every NBA team practically has won an NBA title. Just about every NBA team has won an NBA title. The only teams that ain't won an NBA title are expansion teams, and we're talking about the teams that go back here to, well, the Miami Heat, they won an NBA title, but the Minnesota Timber Puppies ain't won no NBA title, and has the Orlando Magic won one, Phil?
I wouldn't be able to tell you. I don't think so.
Right. And that means, and then the Charlotte, whatever the hell they're called. So the only expansion team from the 88 expansion that's won an NBA title, the Miami Heat. Now, how about that for crapping and giggling about it? You know.
Well, the term is shits and giggles.
I didn't want to say shits. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that very much, but you don't say how's that for crapping and then giggling about it.
Yeah, it's not to be shits and giggles. That's what it.
Why don't you shut up, Dickman, okay, before people just begin to laugh themselves into a state of real serious sympathy for you and your family starts getting more money than it can ever use until they find out that it's intended for the curing of your boomerang lip and know they can't use it for anything else, like, oh, maybe moving out of that shack they live in where the dog sleeps under the porch.
Okay, Coach. You're getting stuck here.
I'm not stuck on anything, my friend. I got to go into that administrative meeting here. Oh, God.
Look, Vernon, I think you're going to do well. I think you're going to be able to make your case that you want to continue to coach the softball team. You don't want to coach lacrosse. And I think you have the history.
I was going to say, I happen to know Bob Remington and Joel Coltrane, two of the more powerful members of the board, and I can certainly put in a good word for you.
Look, I know all the people on this. Get a load of this. Who are you going to talk to?
I said I would talk to Bill Remington.
Well, look, Bill Remington, you know, look, do yourself a favor, Margaret. That guy is a, I better not say, I mean, he's on the board of a private Catholic school.
But what don't you want to say?
No, it's okay.
I know what he's going to say. Bill Remington used to produce...
All right, I'm not going to have this Margaret mumble. What is it she's saying?
He used to produce adult films. Okay, there, you happy?
I didn't want it to be out in the open.
Well, Margaret, when you're going to... You want people to understand it.
No, I do not. That's why I'm doing the Margaret mumble.
What's the point of doing the Margaret mumble if you don't want...
Look, you better take it easy there, Vernon. You're going to have a heart attack before you go into this meeting.
Look, Bill Remington used to produce adult films. He used to be known as Hot John Remington. And guess what his specialty was?
Yeah, three guests from the first two that'll count.
Three guests from the first two that'll count?
You can get out of the money,
Larry. Hey, Bud, you would just get out of here. Get out of here.
Dickman, you sound like about 100 yards of walking clown.
What do you think about getting out of clown and living?
What?
What do you think about clown and living?
I can't understand. I'm gonna go kick your ass again.
Right, take it easy, General.
And if you say take it easy to me one more time.
Sorry.
So I'm gonna go in there and I gotta make the case. And with Remington there lording it over me.
How can a guy that used to produce
Look, Phil, you may find it funny.
I just wonder, how can a guy that used to produce adult films who's now on the board of a private Catholic high school with the name Bill Remington, he used to be Hot John Remington.
No, I don't find it funny.
No, it is not funny. Thank you, Margaret. It is not funny.
Oh, I see. That's not funny at all, huh? Hot John Remington.
Yes, that was his name, okay? Don't wear it out. Hot John Remington was one of the biggest names. Shit. And now, I have no idea what's going to happen. I have no idea at all. All I can tell you, Phil, is that we have a very, very serious situation, and I can't coach you. I won't do it. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you, and you can tell this to all of the, you know, you can go far and wide. Go, what was the song they used to do?
Yeah, go tell it on the mountain. Do, 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 do.
Yeah, they're right there. Go tell it on the mountain. I will not coach the lacrosse team. Hold on for a minute. All right, I got to get going, Phil.
Will you let us know what happened?
I can assure you I'm not coaching any lacrosse team. Will I let them know what happened? They want to know if I want to let them know what happened. What? I tell him I'm not coaching lacrosse. Okay, I got to go in and talk to him, Phil.
Coach Vernon Dozier. Coach, thank you, sir. All right.
So what do you think?
I think, what's going on out there?
I didn't kick it. Come here.
Don't hit you, Marty.
Well, you know, Bud, when you talk, nobody can understand what you're saying.
Yeah, the boomerang's beginning to slow down, Bud. Say something.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah, I can be understanding. It's been pretty good.
Yes, I can understand him, but I can't understand you.
Well.
All right, so that's great. So Coach Dozier is on his way into the meeting. He did call that Western Conference very, very handsomely, saying that the Rockets were the team to beat. We'll see whether the Rockets are indeed the team to beat in the West, but they sure as hell dispatched the LA Clippers. I don't think all of that comparison with Donald Sterling means anything.
Well, he's knocking the new owner. I don't know what that's got to do with anything. I think I don't know anything about sports, but I can tell you that most of this has to come down, obviously, to personnel and...
Yeah, well, the personnel and the coach, and I hear Blake Griffith, whatever that guy's name, what's the guy? Blake Griffith?
Yeah, but you call him whatever that guy's name is.
Whatever that guy's name is.
You know, you got kind of talking about it.
Why don't you shut up, Dickman? Nobody can understand you any better than they can understand some Malaysian cook right off of a steamer that just coming into town to see if he can't get a couple of pounds of bacon and coffee because there's a herd going through.
A Malaysian cook.
You heard me right.
All right, so we'll be back here on the Phil Henry Show. We got Jeff Dowder, who'll be commenting on the very, very interesting case of Kanye West, who's now an honorary doctor. I'm not saying that it's unusual I'm not saying it would be unusual for a rapper to become a doctor, although I guess it would be unusual for a rapper to be a doctor.
Well, you have to go to school to become a doctor. You don't just become a doctor, you know?
What, who became a doctor?
Kanye West is an honorary doctor. Anyway, Jeff Dowder will be with us, and we may or may not have a visit from R.C. Collins later on. I'm hoping that we will. R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. How's the boomerang lip there, bud?
Yeah, it's starting to get in good. I mean, it's taking a little bit of stamina, but...
You sound so wrecked. I'm very sorry that the general did that to you.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all. I think he sounds pretty good this way. Looks pretty good, too.
Phil Henry Show. Folks, if you have gone to our website, you know that we have an online store. And in our online store, not only do we have our souvenirs, like, you know, our ball caps and our T-shirts and our Teds of Beverly Hills hoodies and our Bobby Dooley keychains and our, you name it, man. I mean, we've got our Je T'aime Lingerie Rudy Canoza T-shirts, our Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirts. We also have our hard copy Best of the Radio CDs, which are going fast, real classics. I mean, these babies they're going to look good, man. They're going to look good either as something that you're going to put into a CD player or look good as something that you put on the table to put drinks on. And I have no problem with that.
Jesus Christ, Henry.
I have no problem with that at all. You want to spend $20 for a coaster. Anyway.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, anyway. So you've got those, and you have the downloads as well. We have a number of downloads. We've got downloads of, for instance, all of those CDs. Plus, we have our best of Bobby Dooley, and we have our best of Ted Bell as well as downloads. So pick it up there at the world-famous Phil Henry Show website, and while you're there, get a backstage pass. You can get various levels of backstage pass from the all-access to our audio only, and get the gift subscription, a backstage pass as well, for the one that you love, for the one that you need, for the Phil Henry Show fan in your familia, baby.
Now, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, man, we're getting going real late today on account of there was an audio problem and everything. It was all jacked up.
Get Phil Henry Show will be back in a minute. Stay close to
me. Jesus H. Christ, man. You would butcher up, Dickman, you would butcher up a teeny weeny teeny tot. What do you call those things?
What do you call what?
When you put a little teeny tiny girl out in a beauty pageant.
Oh, it's called a tiddler.
What do you mean a tiddler?
What is it when you got a little tiny kid in a beauty pageant?
I think it's called child abuse. Thank you.
Yay! Okay, that isn't that great. Punch your ticket on the way out there with the Padre. I'm talking about, what do you call it when the goddamn tiny kid puts on lipstick?
A crime.
Fuck it.
All right, I don't know, General.
General, it's one of those teeny little girl beauty pageants, you know.
Doesn't it have a name?
Yes, it's called a teeny tiny girl beauty pageant.
All right, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, nobody knows what that's related to because we took so much time trying to...
Who cares? I gotta call my wife to make sure I'm actually on Earth. Because that's how I know I'm on the planet Earth, calling my wife and getting reconnected to real people. You understand? The real people out there. Yeah, Patsy? That's the general. What's it look like? You know I love you, honey. Are you my wife? Yes, you are my wife. Okay, great. Okay, the grass is still green. The Earth is turning. Are you watching the Today Show? Are you watching on channel? What channel are you on? You're on TV or you're watching? Oh, you're okay, good. If you would have said you were on TV, I'd know I was still in this nut house that Henry has constructed. You may be the nut house Henry, the Henry Show, the show I'm working on. Never. Is this Patsy, my wife? But what's wrong with you, honey? You're watching who? Oh, I can't understand a GD thing you're saying, darling. I said I can't understand a GD thing you're saying, darling.
All right, we'll let the general live.
Yes, I can't understand a GD thing.
All right, on the line with us here for a few minutes is our close personal friend, Jeff Dowder. Jeff, as you know, is a part-time professor of mechanical physics at Caltech. He is also he drives a snowplow for the city of Huntington Beach, which is like, that's like a gag, Jeff. You know, I mean, that reads like a gag.
Well, I mean, people say, well, it's going to read like a gag, or, you know, I've always been the kind of person who's felt that, you know, I've always been a kind of guy who's always felt that I do unusual things, and I want to be an unusual person, you know, and that's why when the job came up, you know, to do that.
Well, Jeff, the idea of driving a snowplow for Huntington Beach was not any job that came up. You're the one that bought the snowplow and drove it to Huntington Beach.
Yeah, I did. I'm not saying that I did not. I'm not saying that I did not or anything. I'm just saying that when the job up. I mean, what are you trying to say, you know?
You're saying it what you're saying the day off of your job.
Hey, man, what happened to your boomerang lip, man?
What?
What happened to the ring lip?
The ring lip is... What do you mean, ring lip?
Well, I thought he had a half case.
Well, what is it with you guys with ring lip and... I've never heard of this shit before. All of a sudden, everybody's talking about it.
Ring lip, Mr. Henry, is very simply half of the boomerang lip.
It's half boomerang lip, that's all. Yeah, did you cured on account of he only hit me a couple times.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know where you get off thinking you know about it.
All I know is you told me you bought the snowplow and drove it down there.
Yeah, that was the case.
Well, I mean, maybe I did, maybe I didn't, but I don't think it's unusual to at least present the opportunity to the city of to Junior Beach, you know.
What's Junior Beach, man?
Yeah, that's Junior Beach is what I call Huntington Beach.
All right, let's call it Huntington Beach, okay?
Yes, sir, whatever, you know, whatever floats the boat, you know, or
whatever drives the snowplow, huh?
Yeah, whatever, you know.
Oh, I see. That's not cool enough?
All right, let's leave it at that.
Jeff, I want to know about the Kanye West situation, and congratulations on the scoop. I'm the entertainment reporter.
Now, I want to say something, Margaret. We didn't give him this job to report on the story per se. Jeff feels that Kanye West, this honorary doctorate, is something to be respected. Isn't that right, Jeff?
Well, yeah, it's something to be... I don't understand. You know, I think a lot of people will tell you that Kanye West is not allowed to be a doctor because of the fact that he is... Hold on for a minute. What do you want, man? Well, take your tray over there, man. I'm not in the cafeteria line. I'm at Perry Boys right now, Mr. Henry. And at
Perry Boys?
Yeah, the cafeteria.
Okay.
And I was going to get a meatloaf. I'm just getting the meatloaf, yeah. And I want to get two breadsticks. Just two bread. How much are the garlic breads? Oh, they're free? Okay. And then I want to get a glass of milk. And I want to get a glass of, is that pomegranate juice? Do you have it strained?
Are you going to be talking to us?
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. Yeah, okay, thank you very much. I'm just going to sit down. Hold on for a minute.
Pomegranate juice? You know something, Dickman? The name's Nor... Who are you, anyway?
I'm Jeff Dowder.
Oh, that's right. Dowder, you know something? You need a whole new view of the world, man. I think you've been hanging around Dickman too much.
That could very well be the case. Tell you that much.
Yeah, you crazy or something, man. A guy get boomerang lit for a half hour peak and people think he's nuts.
Man, you've been nuts from way back. There's no question about it. No question at all.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get back now to the Kanye West. I'm very interested. When did you find out about this?
Found out about it yesterday. The Kanye West got an honorary doctorate. Now, here's the thing about it. Kanye West now is a rapper who is now, check it out, who is now a doctor and can be respected and everything. And I think it's something that needs to be said, and it needs to be said now.
Wait. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'd like to know that, too.
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
Kanye West got an honorary doctorate. An honorary doctorate.
Yeah? I understand it's an honorary doctorate.
It doesn't carry the same weight, Jeff, as a regular doctorate.
Well, I think that that's... something that people are going to want to debate down through the years, because here's the thing.
Don't be going to debate it down through the years, man. Honorary doctorate is not the same thing as going to school getting a doctorate.
Yeah, don't you understand the difference?
Yeah, man, I understand the difference. I know that one is one that they give to you, and one is one that you have to go to school to get. But here's the point that I'm trying to make, if people will just, you know, allow me to make it.
Go ahead, kid.
First of all, Kanye West is now a doctor. And think about it, man. Think about how he's a doctor. Okay? No rapper that I'm aware of at all is a doctor. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine. No rapper is a doctor. Maybe no comedian was a doctor either until Bill Cosby got honorary doctorates from every school he ever spoke at. That doesn't make the guy technically a doctor.
See, what's Kanye West have in common with Bill Cosby?
Get out of here.
What's Kanye West have in common with Bill Cosby?
They're both black.
Exactly, they're both black. And
what are you trying to tell me? You're telling me they don't get any respect because they're black? Is that it?
I'm telling you that as honorary doctors, people are right away going to want to take away from them the respect and the prestige of that being the case.
Okay, but here's the thing, man, and you got to understand something. Whether or not they're black, it doesn't matter. An honorary doctorate is something that is honorary. You can call yourself a doctor. You can say, "Oh, hi, I'm a doctor," but you're not going to be, not in the sense of training, a doctor.
Well, okay, they didn't give him a doctor of medicine, and they didn't give him a doctor of philosophy. They gave him a doctorate of the musician, whatever the musicality is, you know?
Well, they probably gave him a doctorate in the music department of some kind.
Yeah, that's it. So what?
All right, so what's the difference between Kanye West having a doctorate? What's the difference between Kanye West being a doctorate, and what's the difference between that and a real doctor who has a doctorate?
What are you talking about, man?
Talking about with a guy that went to school to be a doctor to be a musicologist and a Kanye West.
I don't know, but there's got to be a difference. There's got to be some background that I think a guy who went went and got his doctorate.
No, you don't know that, Mr. Henry. All you know is that Kanye West got an honorary one. See, Kanye West, in my opinion, has the same credentials and the same respect.
All right, what difference does it make? It ain't like the guy's going to be practicing medicine.
I think that you have to give respect to a man who's gone to school for it.
Well, I mean, maybe, maybe not. But the fact is, so he's Dr. Kanye West. So the reason why I'm on the program today is very, very simply to say that I think that it's important to call him Dr. West in all of your, you know, transactions with him. I am not saying that you will, you know.
Hey, let me tell you something. There won't be much opportunity for me to be having any transaction with Kanye West for any reason other than the fact that I may say to him one day, "Hey, pal,
Okay, General, you blew it. You could have had a real good joke there, but you blew it, okay?
Talk about how much for the retread?
Yeah, how much for the retread?
It's still not funny.
No, it's not funny, man, because you blew it. I didn't blow anything. I didn't. What are you looking at?
Well, you said you didn't blow. Ow, good fart! Blew it, blew it!
Yeah, that's right.
Bud, you know better than that.
He's got that boomerang lip again.
That's right. Don't ever look at me and give that wink when I haven't come up with a real good line after I didn't blow anything. Isn't that what I said?
Well, I mean, General.
Okay, Jeff, that's real good, man. I appreciate very much you being on the program. I don't think anybody is going to be calling Kanye West doctor anytime soon.
Well, you know, I mean, the guy is an honorary doctorate, and I ought to be given the respect to that, is all I'm saying.
Okay, so if we see him around, I can assure you I'll call him doctor. That's if I have any occasion to.
Yeah, well, I mean,
That's one of the good things about not really having anything to do with Kanye West. Not that I don't like the guy. I just, you know, not particularly a big fan of his music.
Well, that's because, Henry, you're old school.
Yeah, you're old school, Mr. Henry.
I don't think so. I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan, I'm a Drake fan, and I'm a Lil Wayne fan. And I'm a
2 Chainz
fan. Thank you, General.
You're welcome.
I'm just not a, what do you call it, a
Dr. West fan?
No, I'm not a Dr. West fan. All right.
What about Jerry West?
Yeah, hey, your boomerang lip is...
Yeah, it didn't last that long.
I didn't hit him that hard.
All right, Jeff, thanks very much.
Okay, And remember, Dr. West will be speaking next week at the...
Okay.
Well, I wanted to hear where Dr. West was going to be speaking.
I have no idea whether the information that that clown has got is valid.
You know something? I think that Doubter is just trying to get in good with whoever.
You know, honorary doctorates are... They're honorary. There's nothing wrong with an honorary doctorate. There's nothing wrong with the being an honorary doctor. But I'm just saying that don't take it so seriously that you think it's you're actually going to go out and give. Are you going to give speeches? You know.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what. If this guy's an honorary doctorate in music, or some baloney like that, he could give all the speeches he wants about music. Who cares?
But I'm saying, if someone did their master's degree and got their doctorate in musicology or whatever it's called. And then you say, General, as you just did, well, who cares? I think that denigrates the man who went out and got that degree.
Well, that's a good point. I agree with that.
All right, okay, I understand your point. But I mean, at the end of the day...
At the end of the day, I mean, who's going to give a damn about that? A lot of people will give a damn about it. If a guy got a musicology...
You can't even pronounce it right, man. What do you care?
You care only because Kanye West is black. And then,
come on, bud. I told you about that shit. Now knock it off, okay?
Yeah, man, I care about the fact that... Yeah, I do care that it's black. And you don't want to give him respect.
Knock it off, you guys.
Look, both of you knuckleheads, cool out before I take you both outside and drop you off a cliff. You understand?
You're going to have to drive us down to a cliff.
Fine, my car's warming up right now.
All right.
All right, everybody, just chill out. I believe we have R.C. Collins who's going to be joining us and give us an update on his life and times there at Bradley Military Academy coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Margaret Gray, and as you know, everyone, the world-famous Phil Henry Show gives away a swag bag each and every day to a lucky listener.
No, not each and every day, each and every week.
Each and every week to a lucky listener. And our winner is Keith Abernathy. Yay! That is our big winner of this, our big winner. I said big wiener, and I apologize for that.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that's going to get misunderstood.
Only by a couple of jackass, just vacant brains like you guys.
Well, you can't really be a vacant brain.
Yeah, you kind of blew that, Margaret.
Oh, did I blow it? Did I blow it? Somebody want to make a joke about that?
Well, you're the one that sent me that, didn't you? You're the one that sent me that.
Boomerang lip coming up. So, congratulations, Keith Abernathy, the winner of our swag bag yesterday.
Now, if you are a Backstage Pass member, you are automatically entered into the drawing for a swag bag every week. This is a $500 value, $600 value, $700, some kind of a... I mean, it's way up there, man. And you could win a swag bag from your good, close, personal friends here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And don't forget, it's Customer Appreciation Week.
Yeah, baby!
Customer Appreciation Week here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Did I say week? I mean month. Customer Appreciation Month.
What is it? Is it week or month? Because the copy's wrong.
I wrote down month, but changed it to week.
I thought it was week.
Yeah, well, here's something that's weak.
All right, no more boomerang lip. So, it is Customer Appreciation Month. So, if you are a mind or of a mind, get a Backstage Pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Whether you're a new one or a current Backstage Pass holder, you get three free Best of the Radio CD downloads. And you'll be in the running for our swag bag, which is, of course... drawn for each and every Monday. So congratulations there to our friend Keith Abernathy. And thank you, Keith, for being a BSP. We appreciate each and every one of y'all. R.C. Collins, boy, it's a long time since we've had the good man on this show. R.C.'s going to be giving us a rundown of what his life has been like here over the last several months. R.C., it's been a while. How you been, buddy?
Hi, Mr. Henry. I'm doing pretty good, and hello to everybody over there.
Yeah, R.C., what's going on?
Not too much, General.
Hey, R.C., man, are you going to go work for your dad?
Well, I was going to tell Mr. Henry about that if and when you wanted me to talk about it, Mr. Henry.
I do. I want to talk about what you're happening, what is happening this summer Because you're graduating from Bradley Military Academy, aren't you?
Well, yes, sir, I am, and it's been a very... it's been a pretty good time, and I do have mixed it up feelings about it.
What are your mixed feelings, darling?
Well, I mean, I was given a big opportunity when I was placed here at Bradley Military Academy because my mother, as you know, drank, and she drank very heavily. I don't think that there's any mistaking about that.
Well, let's not talk disparagingly about your mother.
I don't want to, Ms. Gray. And yet my mother was the one that laid there in bed every day like a floozy, like a flouncing, barbiturate-ridden, you know, she...
Okay, you're going to have to...
I won't stand for that. The boy is being disrespectful.
This is something that he has started to do since he went to that military academy.
Get him on the line and get the commandant, too.
You want to get the commandant, too?
Robert, I can't talk to this guy with boomerang lip, okay?
Move over, man.
What are you talking about?
Move over, man. Bradley Military, yeah. Need General Wyman, need R.C. Collins. General Wyman, R.C. Collins.
You didn't get him, right, buddy?
Shut up, man. Nobody understands a word you're... Yeah, R.C.? Mr. Henry.
Hey, R.C., don't be talking about your mother as a barbiturate-ridden floozy, okay?
I'm apologizing, Mr. Henry. I am very much apologizing.
Okay. Now, is Commandant Wyman there?
He'll be on the line in a minute here. I know the Commandant has been very busy here over the last...
Yeah, this is Commandant Wyman, let me just say one thing. I wanted to give you and everybody there, Mr. Henry, this kid, R.C., is going to be graduating from Bradley Military Academy very shortly. And there's no reason why this man can't go out into the world and become a fine young... Now, I heard what he said about the floozy.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to say it or anything.
Just keep your hole shut. I heard what he said about the floozy, but let me tell you what, Mr. Henry. We turn him out big here.
That is General Wyman, as you know, Mr. Henry. And General Wyman is he has a wedge of some kind of phlegm.
I'll handle it, okay? I have General Shaw here, Commandant Wyman.
Oh, you know, I want to talk to him.
Hey, how you doing there, Harvey? It's Gay Shaw.
It's been a long time since I've talked to you, Gay. I'm so happy that you're doing well, you know?
Well, let me ask you about the Bradley Military Academy experience. This young man, R.C. Collins, who's been on this show for a long time, he's now graduating, and where's he headed to?
Yeah, this kid Collins is going back up to San Francisco to work for his father.
Let me talk about it.
Get your hands off the phone before I'll put you over the gunner's daughter. And you've gotten to the point where you like it, don't you?
As a matter of fact, yes, I do. And I don't think I can't be candid about that.
Just back off.
What does that mean, that he likes it?
Don't worry about it. So you like it, huh? Get over the gunner's daughter.
Look, we don't have time.
Get over the gunner's daughter.
Ow!
See what I mean? He's a freak. I can't wait for this kid to graduate.
Well, I'm just saying, Mr. Henry and everybody there, and to you as well, Commandant Wyman, if you want to paddle me over the gunner's daughter, you're going to have to kind of, you know, space it out and not do it too frequently. Otherwise, the guy gets to liking it. I'm sure you understand.
No, I don't understand. I told your father I didn't understand. I told your father to get you out of this school so fast that once you're gone, you'll only be a bad smell in the air. Something that is only a bad, fragrant memory and nothing more.
Ow!
That's what I'm talking about, Phil.
All right, who cares? I'm not interested. Thank you very much, Harvey. Would you give the phone back to R.C. Collins? I'd appreciate that.
Oh, I see. So I'm...
What's with you, Henry? Do you want to talk to the Commandant?
No, I do not. Thank you, Commandant.
Yeah, see you later, chump.
As you can see, Mr. Henry, Commandant Wyman is very bitter over the fact that I will be leaving the school shortly. I was one of his favorite students.
Well, that's not what I heard. I heard you were a pain in the ass from day one, Collins, and it only got worse.
I believe that's probably something that the general would say on account of he can't get along without me. When I go to San Francisco and I work in Father's factory, I'll become instrumental in the production of a great many of Father's products. Among them, desk fans, which are now at a big, big selling rate because of, on account of the fact that, are you guys laughing about that? Because I don't hear anything.
No, darling, we're not laughing.
I'm not laughing.
I am.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, see, I knew somebody was laughing.
I'm not laughing. What else?
Father makes desk fans, he makes ceiling fans, and he also makes ashtrays and cigarette lighters at his plant in San Francisco. I'm going to be working for all of that stuff, okay?
Well, good luck to you, man, because Wireman there, he sounds more confused than ever before since you've been a member of the student body there. As a matter of fact, he always sounded confused, and now that you're graduating, I'm not even sure that guy's... He knows which end is up.
Well, the guy thinks he's putting you over the gunner's daughter, and you like it.
No, I don't like it. I bleed heavily after he beats me. But I want him to think I like it, because I'm sending the old man around the bend. The plan is for Father to take over this school and to ease the commandant into retirement. Now, that's the plan. I'm sure many of you are opposed to that. But that's Father's ideas, and I am here to implement those.
Wait a minute. What are you trying to pull, anyway? You going to take over the school or something?
As a matter of fact, yes. And there's nothing you, nor you, all of you out there, can do about it.
Well, if that's the kind of person you become, R.C., I am grateful that I'm not going to have any more contact with you.
I'm sorry, Ms. Gray, that you feel that way, but...
Come here.
Hey, wait a second, what is...
Get over the gunner's daughter.
Ow!
Yeah, now I heard that he does actually bleed. Yeah, you are bleeding. I can tell you, Phil, that...
But you better get that kid in hand.
I'll get him in hand. Don't worry about it.
Ow!
All right, you know what? This show has been so effed up from the very gate.
What is your hard on?
Excuse me?
What is your big problem?
This show, from the very gate, from the moment we had... And we've still got those audio problems, but I swear to God Almighty, I'm going to kill somebody if those don't get fixed. You understand?
Look, all I was...
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. And as far as that R.C. Collins kid and the kid and the commandant and all of the rest, God help all of them, man. I'm telling you, that is one wiggy, freaky, weird-ass, funky, hunky, jacked-up kid.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, produced by the world-famous Phil Hendry, for the world-famous Siempre Incorporated, world-famous All Rights Reserved, on the world-famous Podcast One.
It's going down for it. Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this awesome llama. Make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches. South beaches. Surfboard and high tide. I can just roll up cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake get the Cobra. Bugatti for real, I'm Cobra. The autobiography Rover. Got the key to my city, it's over. No thoughts, only in the color covers. I said rackets, wretches, hold up.
I said rackets, wretches, hold up.
I know you came here to see. If you a freak, then you come on with me. I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose.
It's going down for real. It's going down for real.
And they already know me. It's going down further than femurs. Girls get wetter than Katrina. You're my girl, you never seen it. Cause my tints by limousines. Fuck, my touch say it's the Midas. We the plush, oh man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tongues.
I know who you came here to see. If you a freak, then you come on with me.